Welcome to Joy of Business Radio, hosted by Joy of Business facilitators from around the world, with special shows from Simone Milicis, the founder and creator of Joy of Business. Are you bored or dissatisfied with your work or business? Joy of Business is an invitation to a completely new way of creating. Did you know your business and job can actually be fun and joyful? If what you are currently doing isn't working for you, listen into this show full of pragmatic tools from Access Consciousness, which change everything in business, from money to finance, staff, creativity, productivity, communication, and beyond. Joy of Business Radio, weekly on Om Times Radio.
Good morning. This is Elena Blanco, and I have the luck to be here with the beautiful and extraordinary Alba Molteni.
Hello. How are you, Elena? I'm so glad that we can be having this amazing conversation.
Oh, yeah. I love it, too. And this morning is a special one because we were planning on talking on how to choose and how to use your energy to create your business. And we actually have a practical example today. Can we tell you? Can you tell us more, Alba?
Yes. So, you know, in Access Consciousness, we have these amazing tools that allow us to be more aware of what really is required to make your business grow and to actually make things work for you. And this morning, I had done the note to make this program, and yesterday, a bunch of things came about for another part of the business that actually need attention and that they are urgent. And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, I'm not going to be able to make it to the program. Wait, but I can jump on right now so we can record right now, and then I can just jump out in 45 minutes after we start. And we're like, okay, so that's how we're going to do it. Instead of making it a problem, we just asked questions and made it work for us. Instead of going into the, oh, no, I made a mistake, I'm so mistaken, and I'm wrong again for not remembering and for not, you know, like, making it, like, a huge deal. You can just choose in 10-second increments what's going to work and what's going to be creating more for you and for your life.
And it is so funny because they usually teach you when you start working that you should have a list of everything that needs to be done and then follow the list like verbatim, you know, like you have to do everything in the day. And suddenly you find yourself like doing two or three things of the whole list, and it's like, I am so bad at this. I don't know how to do things. I don't know how to manage. I don't know how to manage time. What if we could do it differently? One of the tools I really like is asking all your businesses, all your activities, which one needs your attention right now. Like you wake up in the morning and instead of looking at all the 2,500 WhatsApp messages and the 5,000 emails and the Facebook threads and the Instagram threads and the Messenger threads and whatever else you use for that, Skype and Slack and whatever else you use in that, you just wake up and ask some questions. Like, for example, okay, what part of my business needs my attention most urgently and what will create more? And maybe that's what Alba was doing when she chose to book differently this morning.
Yes. And this part, like, you know, you were saying about this list that we have, like, of things that we need to get to. I remember that I had that when I worked in corporate, in my corporate job when I used to do business like everyone else. And I remember that I had it, but I could never follow any order on it. You know, like it was just, I was still following the energy in a different way. And there were days that I would have not finished that list and Maybe I would need to write down again the same tasks, some of the same tasks for the next day. But then, you know, when you see my computer when I'm working, I have four Word documents that are different. I have 7 or 8 Internet or Explorer pages open. And then I have 2 things in PDF. And, you know, like it's this party of documents open at the same time. Usually I had a boyfriend that I asked for help when every time that my computer would crash down. And she'd be like, but I don't understand. Why are you doing this? All of these things open up at the same time. Like, why don't you just have whatever you're working on open and then you just close everything else? And I was like, I don't know how to do that. That is absolutely boring for me, and it doesn't work. And we would get into this huge fight because we're like, well, of course your computer is going to be slow. And you have all of these things open at the same time. You're asking from the computer too much and blah, 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 blah. And I would be like, wow, I'm really wrong because I cannot have just one document. And at the same time, it would make me laugh that for him it was so impossible to work in the way that I was working. And now I just realized that I was actually following the energy at the same time because I had all of these inputs and all of these things that I was just, you know, receiving information. And like you said, Elena, like if you ask which tasks are the ones that you need to focus on, you will just know. I mean, it will just, we all have a different way of perceiving things and knowing things. And neither of them are wrong. They're just different. They're just the same. I mean, we see nature, it's so different. We have such a variety of animals, such a variety of plants, and why do we expect to be the same as everyone else and do the same as everything else, you know? Like, it doesn't really work to do everything in the same way or in the way that some things work for someone. Maybe they won't work for us. So you just need to be very aware of what works for you and be able to follow the energy or follow whatever you get that is more important in those 10 seconds. So ladies and gentlemen, if you're out there and you have 20 things open at the same time, you're not wrong. You just work in a different way that a lot of people do.
Yeah, totally. And the other part that is super interesting about this is trusting the members of your team. Yeah. Like, we have this tendency to think that we are the only ones that can do everything in the business. We are the ones that know the most. We are the ones that do it the best. We are the ones that should get things done. And what about if you didn't have to, even if you're a control freak, what about if you could actually let people do things and mess it up? And that would create much more for everyone. And I love this tool because I have to say I'm a control freak. And it's like in, you know, Alcoholic Anonymous, I'm a control freak anonymous. Maybe not that
and
anonymous.
I'm so grateful for that, by the way.
Maybe not that anonymous, but for my team members.
Exactly. Maybe we all know about it, but I'm just grateful for it.
But what I have seen is that there are some things that definitely have to be done by you. There are some others where you can actually trust people and let them make mistakes. I used to work in the government of Mexico, and that's why I have. So I have said my little dirty little secret. I'm from Mexico, and that's why I have a weird accent. But but I used to manage 400 people. And when you get to manage 400 people, it's basically impossible to make sure everyone is doing what they have to do. You have to trust. And what I found in that time that was so, I'm so grateful for that, because the people that made mistakes and were left to handle their mistakes,
never made them again, which is you mess up and they say, okay, well, this is your responsibility. You have, and when I say responsibilities, you have to respond for what you're doing. So they either left, then I was really happy because they chose to give the space for someone who actually wanted to do the job, or they learned. Think about your times in your life where you really messed up. How many times have you repeated that exact same mistake? So have you ever had an experience like that, Alba?
Totally. I'm just so grateful for this tool because they have made me aware of how, like, what a different perspective we can all be having when this kind of things happen. Like, when you think that you're making a mistake, do you really made a mistake, or do you have more information that gives you more awareness of what you can choose different for the future, or in the next 10 seconds, or the next time that you're doing the same thing? You know, like when you're aware that you have more information that you didn't have before. One of the things that I always say in my classes is you can ask to be aware of the first step that you need to choose for a business, for something that you're aiming for something that you're reaching out to. You don't need to have the full set of information, you know, like you don't have to have the full business plan in order to start acknowledging or noticing what kind of a business do you like, or what kind of a things that you would need to improve or change in your business. You can just ask to be aware in the first step. And then when you take that first step, your perspective will change, because the things around you will shift according to that first step. And so you have this new information, you have this new awareness, and then you can ask again, hey, what's the next first step that I need to take to get closer to this? And again, your perspective will change. And I think this is very, it lifts, at least when I heard about this, it lifted a lot of weight on my shoulders, because I was one of the ones that wanted to have all the information or all the things already settled before actually choosing, you know, like you're trying to control everything to the very last detail without actually implementing. So you don't know how things are going to show up. Maybe you have an awareness of the energy of how things will work out, but you don't have the specific details. So once you take that first step and once you institute this first set of things, then you have a new idea, you have a new information, and then you can actually see what works, what doesn't work, and what if anything is not wrong. It's just new information that you didn't have. Like, you don't need to make yourself wrong because not everything worked out perfectly in the first time or the first time that you did it. You just become aware of new things.
Yeah, totally. And the other part that I have found is, we will talk about that coming back from the break, which is, if you don't trust, you cannot grow. See you in a while.
No one needs to have a money problem, especially you.
Yeah, did you hear that? You have an unlimited and mostly unaccessed capacity to create money and a financial reality that works for you. Simone Millicis has a brand new book. It's called Getting Out of Debt Joyfully. And right now, when you go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com, if you pre-order the book, you'll get a free online course. What if you can create money in ways no one else can? Just go to gettingoutofdebtjoyfully.com to get your copy today.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Aloha, my name is Jennifer O'Neill, and I'd like to invite you to come join me every Wednesday at 10 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for my show, Spirit Chat. Spirit Chat focuses on simplifying the process of using the spiritual tools and gifts you were born with in a way that fits into your everyday life. I also teach different techniques that will help you learn how to navigate the spirit realm and empower you on your own spiritual journey. So join me this Wednesday as I guide you through the spirit world.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. The cutting edge of conscious radio. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we are back. So, trusting to grow. Alba?
Yeah.
Oh, I for a second, I thought I was all by myself. No.
No, I was just listening.
So, how much can you control in your business if you're all alone?
Well, it depends. If you're Elena Blanco, a lot. If you're Alba Molteni, just a little bit less.
what I have found in my business, and I have seen so many in so many jobs I have had before, is when people have to control everything, they cannot grow. I used to work for a guy who is an entrepreneur. He's brilliant, and he created a $150 million business with a credit card. And I remember
wow.
I worked for him twice, like in with like maybe 5 years apart. And I remember the first time I worked for him, he was really stressed because he was used to signing every check that he he used to sign every check for paying everything in the company. And I remember him saying, when I sign the checks, I can smell the business. I can feel the business. I know what's going on in the business. But then he grew so much that he needed 4 or 5 accountants to do everything. And the first days, he was like the second time I worked with him. And I remember he was so unused to that, that he tried to control the accountants, and he made their lives miserable because he was like, okay, and where did this money go? And why are you paying 5 cents for this? Until one day he learned that if he went out to sell, which was what he was great at, and let the accountants do the accounting, he could actually make the business grow even more, even if that made his control freak mind go wild. And when I started my own business, it was a little bit like that. I used to think like, oh, nobody's going to write a Facebook post as I do. Nobody's going to call people as I do. And suddenly I remember this guy. I had this like this image of him signing the checks and I say, hey, maybe my business is asking for more people to grow, because at the end, even if time shouldn't be relevant, I don't have that many hands.
Yeah.
So, have you ever had something like that in your business, Annick?
Well, and especially if your point of view creates your reality, right? So
mm-hmm.
if you go in life and think that you're the only one that can do things, how much can you receive from the universe and from the people around you? And if you have the point of view that you're the only one that can do things, then what kind of a people you're going to be working with, you know? You're going to have these situations all the time where you can, I mean, the universe only validates your point of view. So, of course, you're going to be having people that are not going to do things in the right way or in the way that you think that they should be doing it or at the speed that you get that they should be doing it. And it doesn't really help create your business. It only builds up more frustration. So if you start opening up and just change that point of view, like, hey, how can I have playmates as fast as I am or as amazing as I am that can contribute to creating my business? And I was not kidding that I was saying that I'm so grateful for your OCD, Elena. I mean, the way that we do a lot of translation together, both rated and in classes, and the speed that we have when we translate together, at least for me, it creates so much ease. You're one of the easiest people that I can work with, that I can trust that whenever you're translating or whenever you're proofreading, you're going to notice things that I may not spot on the, you know, at the very beginning. And it's not like that with everyone. Your sense of ease and the trusting that we have for each other, it's just something that helps me in my business because we can make things work very easily. But before that, I mean, I didn't have that. You need to be willing to actually receive from the universe to create that in your world and start asking for people that can contribute to it in a different way. And something that I've been working on, and I know it's a muscle for us that are control freaks, is, hey, maybe people don't do the things exactly in the same way that you do them, but they might actually work. So if you are not paying attention to the how they're getting things done, but if they're getting things done, then that's something that can also start adding to your life. And you can just lose the stress and, you know, this and push energy to get things moving. As I said before, we're all different. And if nature is so different, then why the heck are we asking our coworkers or the people that we work around to have exactly the same you know, way of doing things that we do? Maybe their way will be easier. And it's actually quite superior from the point of view, like, oh, I'm the only one and this is the only way that it should be done. Nah, I think the universe has a lot of capacities to create in a very different way. So what if we start inviting that and to our business and make things work in a different way for us?
Oh, yeah, I totally love that. And actually, if you think about it, one of the ways I have found that works amazingly when you have a team is just asking a question like, hey, how are you doing? Like, we had an episode recently, Alva and me, and she sent me a message say, hey, how is this this job doing? Because she thought that I had it, and I don't have it. But just asking the question, even if you trust people, asking a question about projects can make so much ease. The truth is about the specific project, it was not sent by the person that should have been sending it. And given this great great collaboration we have, she can trust that I will say how I'm doing, if I need help, if I didn't receive it, if it is ready, if I need someone else to do it. So maybe instead of freaking out when these things happen, you just look at who can do it if I don't have the time. Who is better than me? Who can do it as well as me? Or who can do it even if it is not great? And I can then only change little bits and pieces and not do it all from scratch.
Yep.
So totally. This is another part that makes me, and then you can actually exponentialize your business. If you have, I remember, you know, arithmetics where in the primary school, let's say, hey, what is better, to have a guy working 5 hours with one wall or having 5 guys working 1 hour with one wall? And in the first moment you think, hey, it would be the same. Well, it is not the same, because in 5 hours, if you're just one guy, you will get tired. And when you're tired, you don't lay as many bricks as 5 guys in 1 hour that will just be working 1 hour and then they can go for drinks, for example.
Totally.
So
totally.
What if business is not linear and adding people and trusting people could be what your business is requiring you to do now to grow and to give you more?
And like you said, Elena, I mean, trusting people is not having blind faith. you can still be in depression and using these questions to have more awareness of what is working and what is not working. If you need to change the way that things are happening or, you know, functioning in those settings. And this question, I mean, this amazing tool that we have in Access is, of course, it's a muscle. Before, when I started Access, I went from conclusion to conclusion to conclusion to fixing things that were wrong and they were mistaken, and or I was wrong and I was mistaken. And, you know, the magic and the gift of being in the question or asking questions is that willingness to receive in a different way, or just willing to receive from the universe and from the people around you, you know, information or awareness that you didn't have before. You don't need to have all the answers. You can have an array of people that can just help you out and create in a different way and make your business more successful. How many of us go into business thinking that we need to know it all or that we need to do everything by ourselves? Those are our only myths. I mean, we're not islands. You know, we're people. And people used to, a lot of them, talk to each other. And maybe if you don't like to talk to people, then what is the best way that you can communicate and you can, you know, nourish your business in a different way? And for me at the very beginning, of course, this was just, you know, it was like exercise. I would tend to forget and then I would ask questions again and then I would notice that I would go back into my old points of view and my conclusions, and I would ask questions again until I got the hang of it, until I was like, oh, I can actually ask questions all day. And that would allow also to follow the energy in a much simpler way. I was, this weekend I went to a ranch that I adore. It's called Rancho Santa Elena. Of all names.
Oh, I like it. Elena.
I was in your ranch. but this special, this is a special ranch because they focus on having mountain bike roads, so you can go with your mountain bike and be in an amazing place. And it had been a long time that I was doing mountain biking, and I realized, you know, how present you need to be when you do mountain biking, because the roads that you can take, they have cliffs or they have rocks, or you need to pass between two very tight trees. You need to be, like, really, really present with your body and with the bike and with the surrounding area to not fall and to not trip and to not, you know, have an accident. And I was fascinated by how different it was riding, because maybe the last time that I rode was in December, and before that, we're going to the bike.
Yeah.
We will come back.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Tune in to the Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Putting the fun back in business. Wake up. Go to work, come home, watch TV, go to bed, repeat. Business, work, your job, hate it, bored, want to leave it? Or business, work, your job, fun, play, joy, fun. Which would you like to choose? You may not know this, but business, your job, work can actually be fun. Check out your business routine. Check out my 3-part free video series on putting the fun back in business. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/fun and put the fun back in business.
Connecting you with the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back.
Yay, we're back. And so I was doing this mountain biking thing, and I was riding, and I was noticing how much different as being questioned and asking questions, even when you're biking, and how much when I try to use my brain to figure out what was the next move or what could I do or what couldn't I do, it was when my body would be way more tense and way more contracted, and I would be way more nervous. And instead, if I didn't think and if I just asked my body to show me what it could do, that's the way that it was the easiest, the most fun, and it was the easiest ride. And what if we could do the same with business? You know, how many times we go into our brains and into the analysis and we make comparisons and we go to the, I don't know, how many sales that we had last year and how many sales are we going to project into the future, instead of asking, like right now in this moment, what does the business require? What is the thing that if I choose it now, it will create the most for the business? Because when we use our brains, we go into this whole universe of things that may not be the case anymore. And that when you start going into, you know, like all the definitions of how things should do or how things should look like that are not present with what the business requires in those 10 seconds, we go into this stress that is completely unneeded. And I know that the brain and the, you know, analysis is something that we in this reality value all so much, but it doesn't need to be that way. When you are aware of what your body requires and what your body can do, it's the same thing as, hey, how can I be as aware of my body and of my business as I truly can be? I think if we start using these tools to just be present with what is, instead of what we are projecting or what we are demanding or what we are requiring for us, we will be way more aware of what is required. What do you think, Elena?
Oh, totally. And it's funny because in the business environment, like, you actually always use the past to create your future. Like, you're always looking at, hey, how much did I sell last week? And how much did I sell last year to create your budget, to create the objectives for your salespeople? Do you see how the clients have been behaving to predict the way the clients will be acting in the future? And then even like if you see big corporations, they have to say how much they are going to sell, how much they are going to make, and then the market will punish them if they do it differently. When I was in the corporate world, I remember one time we had a launch of a new product, and the sales were so fantastic, they actually punished us. Because, of course, the production line was not ready. The production line had thought that they were going to sell much less than what we did, and therefore we could not make things go through to the clients. And that is something that is totally a no-no in the business. So what if instead you think, and it was not our fault. I mean, it was not that we're doing our job bad. It was we're doing the job totally great, but the production line was thinking that we would not have success. So what is the difference between that is using the past to create your future, and asking questions, as you say, Alba? How much would have changed if we had asked questions like, hey, how is this going to sell? And not, what did I sell of this other product in the past that maybe will look a little bit like what we're selling now? that it's totally different. It's like, oh, how? And I am a mother, and I was just reading an article of from a friend, and she says, I had two daughters, and the first one was all quiet and calm, and she loved to cuddle, and she would look at me and do everything I did, and then think that was correct. And then my second daughter wanted to dress herself since she was 3 years old. She would not want the food I gave her. She would not like to cuddle. And I was thinking I was a terrible mom. So it's like thinking that having one kid, and it is not like that. It's just, hey, one kid is not a predictor for the other. What in business, the same was true. Every single day is different, and every business deal is different, and every project is different. And if you're present with your project, as with a bike, the mountain bike, you can actually create more than if you think that it is in your example of the mountain bike. It's like thinking that going in the street in Mexico City would be the same thing as going in the mountain bike, and that's actually a good predictor. You will get into the mountain and be there, meet in 5 minutes.
Exactly. And what is that difference, you know, with the example that you were giving about the daughters? Like, what if nothing was wrong with either one of them? They were just different. They would just contribute in a different way. What if we can actually see, okay, so from, you know, the staff that I have, what do they really enjoy doing? And how can they contribute to build the business instead of, oh, we hired you to do this, and you cannot do more than this, and you cannot do things different like this. We need you to only focus on this. Like, if you really ask the question, if that person is going to contribute to you and your business, you have to be willing for them to actually also change. I remember when I started, I worked in insurance companies for around 5 years. And when I started, of course, I did not have much experience. I was just, I think I was out of the college maybe 2 years before that. And there were so many new things that I was learning. I was always eager to find out, like, all the moving pieces and how to do things. And I was having meetings with people from Puerto Rico and from Miami, and they were showing me how they did things to see if we could do and incorporate all of those into Mexico. And some things worked and some things didn't. But you don't need to, you know, it's not a copy-paste kind of a thing. In business, if you try to do a copy-paste, maybe you won't have the best outcome because you're not actually being aware of what your business requires. And with all these moving pieces and with all these new things that were happening, I was so interested. I was so eager to know more and to find out more and to, you know, have a different set of skills that will allow me to do a better implementation of the business that I was creating in Mexico. So what if you could actually be curious about how people do things in a different way? Because, you know, like we said before, you don't need to have all the answers. But you, if you're willing to receive new information and new methods and new ways of doing things, maybe you can save a lot of money, a lot of time, and a lot of effort. And for me, it's always fun. But there's people that are not actually, they're not interested. They're more interested in implementing a single thing in the same way. So if you're aware of that, okay, this person is not actually wanting to know more. She just wants to implement, so how can I use her to my advantage? So if you ask, like, from all the set of skills and the different personalities that people have, how can I use this to my advantage instead of, oh, I'm going to make myself wrong because we originally had hired you for this, but now along the road we notice that things are not really working in the way that we would want it to. Okay, so if we move this person to this place, is it going to be a better fit? Is it still going to contribute to the business? It doesn't need to be, you don't need to marry all your choices. You can actually change along the road to see how things work for you. What do you think, Elena?
Could you repeat that? That is like totally breaking news. Could you repeat that so that everybody has it really clear?
Exactly.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's like really you can actually change your mind and you don't have to follow through with every decision you make.
No.
Oh my God.
It's a totally different point of view.
Yeah, I see. There's this book I read a long time ago. It's called something like Where's My Cheese? And one of the messages in this book is like people live in a maze, and there are like mice and people. And one day, the cheese disappears. And then what happens is the mice go elsewhere to find cheese, and people stay there looking for the cheese, wondering what happened to the cheese. Fighting because everybody's fault that they lost the cheese. And I remember when I read this book, it's like, yeah, well, that's how people work. Like, you see, when there is a change in the economy, there is a new business model that changes everything. For example, with the circuses, that happened. Like, every other circus looked the same, and then one guy came in and changed the model of the circus. And the old circuses started fighting to get like the crumbles of the money, and nobody wanted to go to those circuses anymore, and then they had to change. What if you could be the person that leads the change and not the one that fights for the crumbles of cheese or of business or of money? And the only difference is asking what your business needs.
Exactly. Yes. Elena, it was lovely talking to you. I need to leap to this other meeting. Enjoy the rest
learning.
Of the program. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone.
So I will keep on talking. It's not like I'm going to leave you here in the middle of the program. So what have we talked about until now, just to make a little recap, is what if your business doesn't need a to-do list? It needs you to be in the question of what it needs now, where you should put your energy in this moment that will create most for your business, how to engage the people in your team, how to trust people in your team. And one other thing that I want to talk to you about is, what is the difference between self-employment and business? So there's a lot of people that say they are into business, but really they do self-employment, which means they do everything by themselves and they just make enough money for themselves, and sometimes not even enough. And I will talk a little bit about this when we come back from the break.
What do you hate about business? And do you want to change it? If you don't want to change anything about your job or business, stop listening. You're all good. If you'd like to have money just for the fun of it and stop the negative self-talk, check out Joy of Business. This is about knowing what you know about business and creating more than you can imagine. Access Joy of Business 101 classes offered around the world. Go to accessjoybusiness.com/101.
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Hello, I'm Lisa Berry. Join me every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Light on Living. A chance to see new, hear different, and feel more as I shine the spotlight on all the ways to lighten the load of life's challenges. Light on Living is your link to that new way you're looking for, that new understanding that will enhance your life, and that positive connection that will support your growth. So join me, and you'll gain insight and start to see things in a new way that motivates you.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
So welcome back. We were talking about the difference between a business and a self-employment. So how is it treating your business, as a business or as your self-employment? And how can you know if you make every decision, if you are the one that does everything, if you make enough money only for you, or maybe not even for you, then you're not having a business, you're just doing self-employment. And how can you change it? Well, the first thing is, as we have been saying, ask questions. Ask questions to your business. And if this sounds totally weird, well, it is and it is not. So you don't have to talk to it in like in first person, like, oh, hi, business, how are you? But maybe you can ask yourself, what does my business need to grow? And do you really want it to grow, or you're so happy being a control freak that you love having a very, very small business just for yourself? So if you would like to be an entrepreneur and a business owner, you could start acknowledging your business as one and ask questions about it and to it all the time. So, hey, what if you woke up in the morning and said, hey, business, what do you need from me today? And what do you need in general today? Maybe it is not even from you. What can I add to make it grow? Where can I put my attention today to make it grow? Who can I find that is much better than me in the areas that you need to make it grow? And ask these questions constantly. As Albert was saying, we have this amazing tool. It's called Choosing in 10 Seconds Increments. So what if yesterday is no longer relevant for your business? If you're growing, if you have a budget, what if you could recheck if the numbers are there? Because one of the things that happened is you set a budget for a year, and then you never look at it. And maybe you're failing miserably, and or maybe sometimes you're making even better. But as you have already reached your target, your objective, you stop growing, and the business stops growing, even if it wants to grow more, because you just decided that you have enough. So if you're having enough, and that's amazing and that's perfect, you don't have to change it. But if you want to have a business that is growing, that is giving more to the world, that is improving more people, that is reaching more people, maybe you could ask all these questions. And you could look at trusting the people you work for. You could look at your, as Alva said, as your, that things that are not problems, that are not mistakes, but are sources of information of what results you have in the world. One of the examples I really like about it is Thomas Alva Edison, the first guy to patent light bulbs, as you know. He was mocked a long time because he did all these prototypes. And he had, like, I don't know how many prototypes of a light bulb. And people were making fun of him, say, hey, these things don't work. You should forget it. You should just use the gas bulbs, as everybody does. I said, hey, I'm not being a failure. I just found many ways of how not to create a light bulb. And, well, finally, he created successful light bulb. And he went from being a crazy guy to being a businessman. And he was the first light bulb that was viable commercially, that could be sold. And that changed the life for everyone in the world. This guy not giving up, this guy asking questions of what will work and looking at everything that didn't work as one way of not doing it, totally changed how we interact with the world. We have light bulbs, and not only light bulbs, we have all these things that were created after that. Just look around you and see how many things have light on them. Well, everything that you look was started by this guy who didn't give up and ask questions on how to make things work. So what is your unique way of looking at things that if you started asking questions, if you continued asking questions, if you didn't give up, if you trusted the people around you, if you use your energy where it is needed, could be a gift to the world, even maybe greater than the light bulb. So what if you could, create a business that is so big and so fantastic that would actually be a gift in the world just by asking questions and trusting that you know how to do a business and not only self-employment. So thank you so much today for listening to us. It has been a great pleasure. And remember, you can always choose again. You don't have to solve problems. You can ask questions and you can see everything that you think it is a problem as an opportunity of change. And the great news is you can actually change what is not working. You don't have to control everything. You can find people who do things better than you do. And these all things, these things together will make your business grow in a way that is amazing. And the little trick to all this is be patient. If you think that you ask a question today and tomorrow your business will grow exponentially, it might be so. But if it is not so, you can always ask one more question for that day, be totally present. As Alba was saying in her bike ride, and if you find a little twig, if you find a hole that was not planned, you don't have to be stressed. You can go with the flow. You can be the question. And this will make the ride exhilarating, thrilling, and amazing. And the business and you will be so much easier, will be so much happier, and maybe, just maybe, you will have much more money that you can know what to do with it. So what if today, just for today, just after listening to this episode, you could start with something little. You don't have to put all your business into question, but ask something, something that has been bothering you, something that is nagging you at the end of your brain. What can I change here? Who can I call that knows more about this, that could do things differently from how I do them, and where I could get an insight? What if the thing that I am thinking is the problem wasn't the problem? For example, you think the money is the problem, you say, okay, if money wasn't the problem, what would I choose here? If you think people is the problem, it's like, if people is not the problem, what can I choose here? If you think that the problem is the market, you can ask, what if the market was not the problem, what can I choose here? Look at everything you have decided about your business, everything you believe about your business, and ask this question. And then ask, okay, what of all these things needs my energy right now? And what will create more if I choose to use my energy, my time, my attention right now? Right now. Not tomorrow, no, in 2,000 days. It doesn't mean that you don't do budgets, because people love budgets. It doesn't mean that you don't do business plans, because people love business plans. It doesn't mean that you don't have a mission or a vision in your business. Of course not. You should have that. But what if they are not written into stone? What if you could be flexible and adapt your business? What if you are just finding ways that are not greatest to do what you're doing right now, and you could do something else? And what if you could trust what you already know? Because if you're in business, if you're doing what you're doing, I am sure that there is some part of it that you really love. And the last part, if you don't love what you're doing, ask yourself, what would make me so happy that I could do it all day, that it is so easy for me that I could do it all day, that I could even pay for doing it? Maybe that is where your business is, the business that could grow, outgrow you, and like take you away from self-employment to being a business person. Maybe that is the gift that you can give to the world and to yourself, where you could actually create all these things that are so amazing just by asking questions and changing. It has been a pleasure. Elena Blanco here with the special company of Alba Martelli. Thank you so much.